over on our new BBC Sounds music stream, Radio 3. Unwind now, ultimate calm. To listen, just ask your smart speaker to play Radio 3 Unwind. Now on BBC Radio 3, Catherine Dekel takes us on a musical journey around the world.
Good evening and welcome to Music Planet, starting off with this from Finnish group Vertinä. Isn't that fantastic? They started back in 1983 as a children's project in the village of Rekkila in eastern Finland near the Russian border. They made their international breakthrough in 1991 and they are still at the top of their musical game. Vertinä there giving us a taste of their razor-sharp harmonies and indefatigable spirit. You can find that on their new album, Kulu. I'm Catherine Dekel, and this is Music Planet on BBC Radio 3. We're here every Saturday night, bringing you some of the best in roots music from around the globe. And there's plenty of that to come over the next hour. A contemporary take on traditional music from China, a new album from leading Colombian voice Nidia Góngora, and a track from English folk legend Shirley Collins. We'll also be heading over to Maida Vale for a live session from Kurdish Alevi singer and songwriter Olcay Bayir ahead of her performance at the Songlines and Counters Festival in London next week. For now, though, let's hear the quartet La Mal Coiffée, who bring Occitan polyphonic singing into a modern sound world.
Camarín, caparit, en otro bus rabito, usará. Porte mort, il n'a plus jamais rien. Et la ricace. sapati e il nostro bus l'ha vinto. Usarà forte mo di larga salpacci, salpacci.
Με το τζίφτεμα που να τον βρούνε τα σκάγια από το γλατσί του κι από τη γρηγοράδα. Και λύνει από το σκηνί το κυνηγό σιλό του να μυριστεί και να του βρει το λάγουδο σπιτό του. Κι απίστο βρήκε γαβγίζε και τρέχει ο κυνηγάρης. Παίζε ένα βολί, παίζει δυο στο τρίτο, τον ευρύκε. Και πληγωμένος ο λαγός τα καρέκια του μήνε. Τα δυο μου τα αυτιά σφίξε με στη γροθιά σου και στο χωριό σου πηγαίνε να λες και να καφιέσαι πως είσαι κυνήγος καλός στη μέση της πλατείας, μα να κατέχεις πως εγώ σου δω κάτι αξία. Ζόξε ξύλα, άψε φωτιά και στέσε το τσικάλι. Φώναξε και δυο φιλούς σου να φάνε το μεζέ μου. Να βρεις και ένα καλό κρασί να κάμετε βίβα. Κι αν με ψήσεις και καλά, πιείτε και μια για μένα.
Well, I've been on a bit of a dive into some Greek music lately, so don't be surprised to hear more of that in coming weeks. That particular track was from brothers Georgios and Nikos Stratakis from Crete. They've been performing and recording together for a good few years now, and with their band, they're real ambassadors of Cretan music, performing around the world and composing their own music in traditional style. The piece you just heard was for dancing. We'll have something, it's a bit of a contrast now. It's from Kenyan percussionist Kasiva Mutua, who's just released her debut album Desturi, which means tradition. And her traditions and culture have actually presented her with a few obstacles to pursuing a path as a professional female drummer. Some of that, I think, comes out in the album, which celebrates her resilience and her African identity, as well as exploring themes like women's rights and spirituality. It's a really interesting album, quite progressive and modern in its influences and production, and with a real sense of rootedness. This track's called Al Nuba.
But Thank you.
from the album Prelude to the Divine Realm by Gao Hong, who plays the pipa, a traditional pear-shaped lute, and Zhao Xiaoxia on the guqin, which is a plucked seven-string zither. And on that album, they revisit some of China's best-known traditional pieces, adding in their own creative ideas and a bit of improvisation. That track was Snow Like Jade. You're listening to Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3, and it's almost time to introduce tonight's session. But before that, here's a classic from Shirley Collins, recorded back in 1959 when she was 22 years old. The voice and banjo playing of Shirley Collins on that, the title track from her debut album Sweet England, which is being reissued this month in celebration of her 90th year. Congratulations, Shirley. And it's time now to head over to Maida Vale for tonight's session with Kurdish Alevi singer and songwriter Olce Bayir. She'll be performing songs from her latest album, Tuguli, which means You Are a Rose. And it's a mixture of original compositions and folk songs, drawing on her Anatolian heritage, but also influenced by her time living in London, where she's now based. So, live in session for Music Planet at Maida Vale, here's Olce Bayir singing Tal Tala. Taltala, performed live here in the Maidavale studios by Olche Bayer and her musicians Ignacio Monteverde on guitar, Arel Kijo on violin, and Erdogan Bayer on baglama. And Olche, thank you so much for coming in and bringing these fantastic musicians. You've chosen a few songs from your latest album. Tell us a little bit about the one we just heard.
Taltala, it's an Anatolian Armenian song, traditional song, which I wanted to add. It's a love and a longing song. It's most of the songs from the region, of course. The main theme is always love.
So there are certain themes that keep coming up on the album, Tuguli. Mm-hmm. Love, as you say, and sure. Longing and exile and mm-hmm. women. In fact, in your sleeve mm-hmm. notes, you say that the album is dedicated in particular to the women mm-hmm. who have come before you. Just can you tell us a bit more about that aspect?
Sure. These are the struggles of my people from the region, so which I humbly wanted to show my respect to my culture by bringing those, I'm not going to say issues, but it's just struggles into your life through the words of my ancestors. Yes, women's always has been the main struggles of the from the region, as well as my people, who has always have been in difficulties to in surviving and lived in exile in order to maintain their culture and the values of their traditions. Tuguli, you are a rose in a way, my respect, the way of showing my respect to my ancestors' voices as much as I could.
And the song that I think you're going to sing for us now is very much yes. your ancestors' voices. Yes. This is a song that your grandmother used to
yes,
sing?
Yes, yes. This actually song has got many variations of this song has been sung, but this particular variation of the song, it's written for a girl called Husna, who's been forced to get married because of the social difficulties and the pressures. And then she ended up dying because of the mistreatment of the male. And her legacy has become actually carried generation to generation. So this is a sad song of a woman, of a girl, a beautiful girl, Husna, who has a bright future and who deserves to be loved. And unfortunately, because of the problems and also the issues and the inequalities of the region towards a woman, did not let her to have the life that she would imagine. So, yeah. Husna is a sad song.
Where the lily who's not Johnny, who's not
So emotional, that song, Husna, performed live by Ulçay Bayır and her musicians. Now, Ulçay, you touch many cultures and languages in your music. Mm-hmm. What is the connecting thread?
For me, connection is being an Anatolian and coming from the region, because I always believe culture comes from your region. Language and, of course, religions are the secondary for me. The people who live in the same region, they share the same culture, they cry for the same thing, they laugh the same thing. So that's why I consider myself as an Anatolian, but being Kurdish and Alevi gave me the perspective, maybe, or love to all the cultures, makes the Anatolian culture as one, including Armenians, including Turkish language, including other many other languages that which I don't sing, but I love. But mainly I sing my ancestors' songs, which are Kurdish and Alevi, and also the other languages spoken within regions, just to show that being an Anatolian, it's is that who I am.
We've got time for one more. What's
sure.
it to be?
It's Ötme Bülbül. Ötme Bülbül is a folk poem written by Pir Sultan Abdal. He's a very profound Alevi poet, lived in the 15th century. His words always been in a protest side towards the government, let's say, and because this is sort of the destiny to Alevi people, or who has been historical, that's inherited. They're always try to express themselves through the hidden ways, not directly. And his words are very, very strong, and it's been kind of an anthem for Alevi people. I want to sing next to you, Ötme Bülbül.
Deryadan bölünmüş, sellere döndüm, vakitsiz açılmış, güllere döndüm, ateşi kararmış, küllere döndüm, dost senin derdin.
Well, Joe Baia, live in session for Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3. And that was her rendition of Utme Bulbul. Alce Baia on vocals, Erdogan Baia on barlama, which is a type of saz, Ignacio Monteverde on guitar, and the violinist was Ariel Kershaw. Violin almost sounding like a bagpipe drone on that last song. Very simple, but gluing everything together. Thank you to Alce and her musicians for joining us at Maida Vale for this exclusive session. And if you're based in London and fancy hearing more, she's performing this Friday, the 16th of May at King's Place as part of the Songlines Encounters Festival. And if you'd just like to revisit this session, you can listen back for the next 30 days on BBC Sounds. Just search for Music Planet. And that's the place as well where you'd find all the information about all the tracks we've played tonight. Now, you might know the name Nidia Góngora. She's a leading voice from Colombia's Pacific Coast. She's done a lot of work collaborating with British producer Quantic and also with acts like Bomba Estéreo and Onda Tropica, as well as being the lead vocalist in the group Canelón de Timbiquí, which she founded over 25 years ago. And now she's stepping out on her own, and her debut solo album called Pacifico Maravilla contains all the elements that I've loved about her work over the years. Those marimba melodies are there, the ancestral rhythms, she's bringing in contemporary sounds and always evoking the stunning natural landscapes of her homeland. So from the Pacific coast of Colombia, here's Nidia Góngora with Mi Marimba.
Ayer vino Chivirico, dice que un encargo iba a recoger.
Devuélveme mi marimba que no te la regalé. Devuélveme mi marimba que no te la regalé.
Si me llevo mi marimba y hasta mi saco yo le presté.
Devuélveme mi marimba que no te la regalé.
Quien lo mandó fue Charrito, pero ahora no quiere responder.
Devuélveme mi marimba que no te la regalé.
La bienba hizo unos envueltos, dije de chihuahua pa' yo comer.
Devuélveme mi marimba que no te la regalé.
Este es un homenaje para usted. Lo quiero con el alma. Gracias por tanto.
Trio de Cali. I love the combination of balafon, bass and goni and vocals. And a bit of hand clapping in that song, Tulunke. And the song is very much in the style of the hand clapping songs that young unmarried girls perform in villages in the Mande region of West Africa on full moon nights. And these songs are traditionally made up on the spot and can be quite philosophical and personal, reflecting on things like maybe the uncertainty of what might lie ahead for those girls as they grow up. And It's an important tradition. Some of Mali's best-known women singers acknowledge that being part of the creation of those hand-clapping songs when they were younger has really helped them to go on and create new repertoire. And Trio de Cali's singer, our Kassimadi Diabaté, who you just heard, grew up performing those songs. It's very much part of her musical DNA. We've got time for one more track tonight. Thank you very much for your company this evening. I'm Catherine Tickell. You've been listening to Music Planet. Stick around for the new music show next here on Radio 3. Right after this, the first single from the new Minyo Crusaders album. They're a band from Tokyo who rework historic Japanese folk songs, or Minyo. But they combine them with Latin American rhythms, and it kind of shouldn't work, but I've seen them live and it was disconcertingly glorious. Here's a classic work song, traditionally sung by Japanese fishermen, given a salsa makeover. See what you think.
Oh,
A reimagined folk song from Tokyo's Minyo Crusaders, bringing tonight's edition of Music Planet to a close. Music Planet was presented this week by Catherine Tickell and produced by Gabriel Francis. It's a reduced listening production for BBC Radio 3.
Join us for a very special concert marking the 80th anniversary of VE Day. The BBC Concert Orchestra and the Central Band of the Royal Air Force play commemorative music alongside readings and first-hand accounts of entertaining troops in 1945. Join me, Petrock Trelawney, and squadron leader Amy Casey for Friday Night is Music Night. Listen now on BBC Sounds.
It's now 10:30 and time for the New Music Show, presented by Kate Mollison.
Good evening. It is a major highlight of the New Music calendar, a gathering of the experimental clans. This is a weekend hosted annually by the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra here in Glasgow. When anything feels possible, orchestra, composers, improvisers, instrument builders, audience, everyone embracing the new and the daring. Welcome to Tectonics 2025. I'm going to tell you more about what's in store after a taste of the festival's opening set, an analogue, digital, live electronics amalgam. This is the local lass, Lauren Sarah Haynes.